Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about swapping investment properties.
Thank you for joining us this evening. You're in for a rare treat. Bob is tied up with a negotiation, and so I, Renee Nelson, with PacWest Commercial Real Estate, have stepped up, and I am going to interview Marcia, and we're going to talk about a real-life transaction.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We are going to talk about what's going on, how to move your money to the right spot at the right time for your optimum return.
Okay, so let's just dive into this. About 2 weeks ago, I had a listener call me and say, hey, I listen to Bob and Marcia on the radio all the time. I need help. I want to sell one of my single family properties and I want to buy a multi-unit property. How do I do it? So I'm going to walk you through quickly the questions that I asked him and how this all came together. So the first thing that I talk about with clients is how much cash do you have available to work with? So that starts with the down payment, and what that will then tell me how many units that they have the ability to go into. And then I also ask a client, what's your experience of ownership? If you've only owned one single family property, you may be a little gun shy to jump into a 15 or a 20 unit project.
What about risk? Isn't there, I like to understand people's risk threshold. Are they going to be able to sleep nights if they do an investment on this scale?
Oh, it's definitely a concern with the risk. So part of that I'm gauging and asking questions of clients has to do with, do they self-manage now and do they want to self-manage when they move up to bigger units, or are they going to hire a professional property manager? And one of the reasons that I do that is I want to know, do they understand what the current tenant landlord laws are dealing with COVID?
Right, exactly. Going professional is a trend, and it's such a smart trend. Also, when you have more units, you have the opportunity for not only professional management, where you can delegate and get more passive income, but also the opportunity to, if there is a vacancy, offset it with the other occupied units.
Absolutely. So in the next show, Marcia, let's talk a little bit about if someone wants to buy a market rate apartment complex versus a value add, and let's just talk about the steps.
There's some great management opportunities and ownership opportunities out there. Let's talk to Renee next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.